This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Angels fall to earth, world heats down, now your heart is cold, waiting on the summer of my soul.
Set to take over, but I promise to take your call. So, John, the great state of Kentucky, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Alex, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. All glory to God, brother. I mean, even just come on the show, brother, because I know we're all just mere men and women around here, but brother, you're a celebrity in my household. And
well, brother, you're a celebrity in my heart. God formed us. The Bible describes us as fearfully, as scary how powerful we are. We are literally forged by the God of the universe. And God's telling you, you have been given dominion over the universe, not just this planet.
Amen, brother. And if I could just take a second, my wife is going to watch this later. We watch you guys every day. And if I could just take a second, tell you, Sarah, I love you. And she's going to watch it later, and she's pretty much going to freak out.
No, take more than a second. Talking about your wife's important.
Anytime we have the finances, brother, man, we buy as much as we can. And goodness gracious, man, I wish I had more money to.
Brother, it's fine. God works for everybody. We're going to win. God bless you. What's your view on what's going on with world events?
Brother, man, I've seen the Lord God twice in my life, and I feel like a rich man, though I work at a Dairy Queen, man. And
no, but you are a rich man. Describe what you saw. What was that like?
I tell you what, my eyes couldn't understand it. So the Lord let me take pictures. Now, the first set of pictures have been deleted. I know it's the enemy took those away, but there's one picture that I have that stood out. And I tell you, whenever I seen him, my eyes were actually open into the heavens, man, I got to see the Lion of Judah. And I believe that he was showing me that the first seal has been opened on.
Well, that's happening to anybody that's with God. Is the communication is really powerful. It's opening up right now.
Yes, sir. And I think what we're seeing is we're seeing a prophecy that's already been prophesied, and I think that we're seeing it. If anyone has ever wondered what this was going to look like, brother man, I think that we're really witnessing these things. The violence that is spreading all across America, spreading all across the world, we've already read about it, and we've read about it, and you know, we've heard preachers preach about these things, and we're seeing it.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. I got a jumper. I won't get to everybody. Thank you. Marshall in California, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
So I just wanted to bring it up. I'm stockpiling everything, whether it's Rainforest Ultra or Super Female Vitality, whatever. I'm stockpiling everything, and I just, with that Hormady explosion in Nebraska, I don't know if everybody's aware that in April of 2022, the Army switched up the gun of choice, that they're switching from 5.56 to a 6.8, and I don't know. I know you got a Shield down there in Texas, but in Reno, the Shield's up here. I mean, they got a 4-story Ferris wheel in there, and they told me they are not getting any more 5.56 ammo. So I would say that anybody that has an AR-15 and plans to defend themselves, they better get a 6.8 barrel and some different clips or doing some reload.
You're right.
Yep, and like I said, and then another simple thing is I don't have a whole lot of money for a bunch of crazy supplies for food storage, but if everybody just knew that a regular bag of rice can be stored in the same bag for up to 30 years, they would start throwing rice in a 55-gallon drum like I am to feed my five children.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Simple, basic stuff like that. Marshall, sorry to cut your short route of time. Freedom Cheese, Adam and Tone, final call straight ahead. And then Jay Dyer takes over. We'll skip two network breaks. He'll get all his time back. Jay Dyer always is incredible. He's coming up. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Angels fall to earth, oh, it's down. Ooh, now your heart is cold. Well, almost summer.
Burn at the torch of autumn's flame.
All these people that want to see Satan, you're going to get a front row seat to your own destruction. Carlos Hammond, a few final calls as the great Jay Dyer takes over. We're going to skip two breaks. He gets his time back. Freedom Cheese in New Jersey. Thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Ah, most important, kudos to you. I joined there. You must have put a bit of an opponent to the Chinese to secure. I want to go quick here. So anybody who's in doubts about any of the products, try TurboForce when that comes back. In about 15 seconds, your brain will be lit up. When is that coming back? Hopefully, I'd love to know.
In a month or so.
Okay, awesome. And also I have like 80,000 Patriot points I don't use, and I would urge people who buy not to use them if they are able, because I wonder if there's a way I can donate them back. That'd be great.
You know, that's an interesting idea, and I hate to bitch all day begging for money. Part of me wants to just shut down and stop doing it and just do interviews, but they want us to shut down, so I'm not. So we're just, the enemy spent $20+ million this year in the bankruptcy court with their lawyers trying to shut us down. We spent a few million holding them off. So, yeah, but plus, these are products you need. That's why I plug them. But thanks for the product plug. We got to get to Jay Dyer. You want to talk about God's plan for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think of God as, like, as a tour bus driver, and he needs, and it's like, we're on this big bus, and I've had a bad experience with a tour bus driver on a cliffside. And I thought, this could be, like, I think of Armageddon as, like, his MAD is mutually assured destruction policy. It's a threat that exists, but he never uses. And this is like to scare as many of us back into the flock. Like a sheep.
So you're saying Revelation is a possible future to not become a self-fulfilling prophecy, but to warn us not to do it.
I'd like to think it. You know, it could go there if we want to really go there. But that ultimately, you know, this is. You know,
I think that's heavy. So I think that's. I think that's deep. Here. I think that's powerful.
And also beyond that, I'd let you about the Titan battle that you talked about recently. But then, that idea I want to get in real quick about fundraiser, the sticker activism. If you had, how much do those little wads of the duct tape over your mouth stickers that you sent free for a while?
Yeah, we should do more sticker activism. So, what's your idea?
But a monthly subscription of $5.95 or $9.95 or whatever.
And you get the latest stickers. That's a genius idea. We'll see if we can do it. A sticker subscription. That is beautiful. Thank you. I'm gonna do that. We're gonna make sure, guys, write that down. Make sure I do that. Thank you, sir. We got to move because Jay Dyer's about to take over. Adam in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. First off, I'd like to say thoughts and prayers to Owen, Brother Owen, and I stand with you, Alex, on the battlefield. What I wanted to call in about was the all the foreign battlefronts that they're trying to create is one of the oldest tricks in the book. They want us to send, you know, a lot of our battle-ready troops abroad while they're building an army in our living room right here.
Well, the oldest trick is multiple front wars.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're attacking us on every front psychologically, and they're trying to go kinetic. So the southern border is about getting their soldiers in place, and hopefully we will be dumb enough to demand to send some of our bravest to go fight abroad and take that asset away from us when we need to be here defending the home front.
With hundreds of thousands of military-age Islamic men in the country.
Yes, sir. And Harrison played a song this morning, Keep Your Gun in Your Hand. Is a very good song that people could listen to let them understand, you know, the temperature that we're facing. It's going to get real hot coming up this next year. So with that, I'll let you go and let you get to Jay Dyer, and God bless.
God bless you. Thanks for holding to say that. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. Last caller, Tone, then we'll skip the next couple breaks so Jay gets his time. Tone in Florida, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead before Jay Dyer takes over.
Well, thanks, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I want to talk about the main event. I think you covered it very well, but I want to talk to you about why now. On October 19th, 2023, Federal District Judge Roger Bonita struck down California's assault weapons ban, and they were pissed. Newsom, all the rest of the gun grabbers. And then 1 week later, they take this MK Ultra off the shelf, and there's three articles in the Daily Mail about the shooter. And one is they fitted him with hearing aids and so he could hear other people criticizing him, and he shot four of his deaf friends. What I'd like to say is I'm calling on all mental health workers, MK Ultra programmers, to be a whistleblower and expose this, because too many innocent people have died.
Well, that's right. Theodore Grzinski was MK Ultra. A bunch of them were. It's not far-fetched to say he could have been. Perfect cutout, farmer, in the Army, shooting instructor, and then now this all happens. It looks bad.
I don't think it's really about the Israeli war, even though they started invading today. I want to give you a commercial now for the Alexa Pure. I had one, and then I broke up my girlfriend. She demanded she keep it because it made the coffee really good. So I had to go buy another one for me.
But let's go back to this real quick before Jay takes over. I saw that. Getting the hearing aids, and they had voices, and God knows what was going on, and he was in a psychiatric facility. How many of these guys are in psychiatric facilities, in fact, most of the shooters, then they let them go and they go do this after they're in a facility?
Alex, you've covered this. There's the time I talked to all these people saying, look, this is programmed. They have a mental illness. They get treatment at a facility. They have prior law enforcement contact. They allow them out. They say they're going to do it, and then they do it. There's many of them. There's one in Alaska. There was one in Florida at the airport. The Parkland one.
Why do they fit the same MO over and over again?
They're all the same. They're all on SSRIs. You've covered this. But we need a whistleblower. Because somebody's programming them.
Well, we know with the Batman shooter, he was being programmed.
Yeah, no, he was doing research on it. He was a master's degree student.
He was in a mind control NASA program.
Yeah, he was a smart guy.
And then look what happened to him. He's right up there in the corner of the screen.
He was standing out there by himself when the cops came up to him. They thought he was a cop because he was all body armor, and he didn't know where he was.
Just like Sirhan, great point, Tone. What incredible callers today. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, best-selling author, takes over now.
Thank you for letting me host the fourth hour, Alex. Appreciate that. Glad to be here. I want to talk about World War III, the coming socialist dictatorship. Yes, that's right. and how a lot of what we're seeing might fit into the overall plans of the technocratic elite to move us into their technocratic global governance, which I think is best titled corporate socialism, or we could call it scientific socialism, scientific governance. But corporate socialism is good because it really merges monopoly capitalism with not so much classical Marxism, which didn't achieve what they wanted to achieve with it, but rather socialism, Fabian socialism, that slow approach model, which has been very successful that the elite have used. That's the real strategy. And so we want to look through some of the plans that they've had, how effective they've been. And if we understand that, we might be able to stop some of their future plans. And I don't know if we're going to stop World War III or if there'll be World War III, but if there is, we know that it's for the purpose of a dialectical outcome of a order of the a new order of the ages that emerges out of these dialectical conflicts. And one thing that might emerge that I think not many people have talked about is if there is a Middle Eastern war, and if there is a war that breaks out as a result of not just Ukraine and Israel, or Ukraine and Russia, but Israel versus Palestine, the Arab world, the Muslim world, then it might be then.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Was the attempt to pass this through in terms of local communal organizers, right? The local communist boss or whatever trying to run these communal farms or whatever. And they didn't realize at that stage that maybe there would be better ways to manage these communes and these, you know, quasi-socialist ways of living that would later be solved via technocracy and smart cities. And I'm not joking. So what the Marxist socialists were talking about in the 1850s, this kind of failed, but now we're actually going into where they wanted to go. Number two, a heavy progressive graduated income tax. Of course, the IRS and all of this is the total manifestation of this. So they were very successful in getting this through, as well as the Federal Reserve Bank. People don't realize that the Federal Reserve Bank is actually something that's akin to a more of a Marxist idea of how you would run society. And that's why the next plank, or excuse me, the two planks later, is the centralization of all banking or credit into the hands of the state. And by means of a national state capital and exclusive monopoly via this state bank. Now, we have that essentially with the privately run Federal Reserve, and somebody might say, well, that's not communist if it's run by a private entity, if it's run by a bunch of private individuals. Oh, but you see, Marxism was always about private individuals running these things with this cloak of humanitarianism. That's why Marxism was always funded by and run by the wealthiest people out there. But the third plank was the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Now, we haven't gotten that yet. They haven't gotten that yet. I said we. People said, oh, clip it. He's one of the Marxists. They haven't gotten that yet, but we're going into that because we do have pretty heavy taxes on inheritance in the West. Anybody that fled countries or tried to flee Marxist communist countries would immediately have their property confiscated. And thus, anybody who rebelled against the system would be deplatformed. I wonder, have we seen any of that? Yes, we're beginning to see that. So notice that the Fortune 100, Fortune 500 technocrat system, which a lot of people mistake for being purely a capitalist system, is corporate communism, corporate socialism. It's both of these things, you see, because the corporations themselves, they run on the stock market. They have, you know, they're publicly traded companies. They run on the dollar, but they're also private companies with key government interface. And so they're given a lot of these startups were given CIA front company Intel money, right? Like I think Google, Facebook, right? So it's a private public private partnership that is more accurately kind of a corporate socialism than it is something like communism. So we've seen a few of these planks already in place. The centralized Federal Reserve fiat system, a debt-based system, that is actually a plank of the Communist Party, which is in place. And it's not just in the U.S. The intended IMF World Bank system is itself a Fabian socialist system. So the Bank for National Settlements is also the central bank of central banks. It's sort of the Federal Reserve Bank for the world. And you could say it's basically the same model. So that they did get through. The centralization of all communication and transport to be run by the state. I would say that we are pretty far down that plank. It's not totally there, but the corporate state or the corporate socialist state that we live under, it's almost there, at least when it comes to shutting down anybody who dissents. The censorship that we've seen in the last few years, this is the sixth plank of the Communist Party. It's kind of there. But remember, or they're at least trying to put it in more and more, remember that this is the failed plan. So this is the original 1848 planks of the Communist Party that Marx wrote for the League of the Just. And a lot of this didn't succeed. And so the socialist Marxists went back to the drawing board and said, let's re-strategize and figure out a different plan. But a lot of this they did get through, not so much at the time, because when they tried to force this stuff in the Marxist revolution, the Red Terror and all that, a lot of this just didn't work because it was so absurd and idealistic. And the expectations were that the working class, the proletariat was going to cause all of this and bring about this revolution. And when nobody in the proletariat cares about all of Marx's theory of values, they're not going to read his boring ass Das Kapital. They want, you know, cigarette breaks. They want lunch breaks. They don't care about this stuff. And so they've had to get, had to go back to the drawing board. Number seven was that the state would take over all of the factories. Now, we don't have overt taking over of all of the corporate world, but you have that public-private partnership, which is essentially the same thing. Again, whether it's a single corporation running everything like a company town, or whether it's a gigantic centralized government, just think of the communist government or a Soviet-style government. Just think of it as the only corporation. And it's no different than all the other corporations, you see. So corporate socialism. The next plank was equality of labor, or excuse me, equality of liability of all to labor. So everybody has a right to work. Everybody has the ability to, you know, I guess, equality of outcome as well is a logical conclusion of this, which all of which is absurd because even Marx admitted that some people are more equipped for certain jobs and can get more work done. Yeah, we have the equality of outcome for, I mean, it just makes no sense, right? And even though we don't exactly have that yet, we're beginning to see through a lot of the CRT, a lot of the woke stuff, a lot of the lowering of standards for graduation, for education at all levels, calling education racist, calling math racist, all the stuff that they're pushing, it has the effect of doing what that plank was intended to do. The ninth plank was the combination of all agriculture and manufacturing and the abolition between distribution of the population in the country and in the cities. So you can't have country people being kind of self-sufficient and on their own and all of these city soy bugmen that are deracinated and have to worship the state. You got to have everybody packed into cities and equally distribute this or have an equal distribution of the city people into the country. And this, again, it has the effect of destroying people's livelihood and structure of life in the country to make it more metropolitan and to get them to adopt and to likewise to get people in the city who might be, say, in New York attached to Wall Street, right, to get them attached to more agrarian communal ideas. And, you know, if you remember when Alex went to New York a year or two ago, whenever that was, and there was the UN billboards outside describing the type of life that you would have in the smart city. It would be this communal, I mean, it gets very much like the older experiments in communal living that the Marxist socialists tried to do. Number 10 plank was the free education for all via public schools. But of course, the public schools are the indoctrination system. So they're not actually interested in giving all the workers education and giving them the ability to read, write, and do arithmetic. No, that the education system is intended eventually to become, this is a generation after Marx, a socializing institution. And this is what Horace Mann, John Dewey, all these different figures that dreamt up the American public education system, they said it would be the socializing tool to bring about the socialist world order. They explicitly said that a lot of the woman involved in the invention of kindergarten, her name is Peabody. She said that kindergarten and socialist education would bring a new Pentecost to the world. Literally, she saw it in a religious sense. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a second as we cover the 10 planks of the Communist Party and then how they had to reorganize it to bring about the...
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the history of the attempt to bring in a scientific socialist government or a scientific dictatorship, corporate socialism. And the reason that we have to understand that is that you really can't make sense of all the stuff that's happening and what's happened in the 20th century with the two world wars and the Cold War without understanding this game plan, without understanding this Hegelian dialectical conflict and synthesis, which really undergirds the whole process of the way that the Milner Fabian elites, Lord Rothschild, Lord Salisbury, you know, Lord Cecil, all of these different characters, Lord Curtis, who were involved in Ruskin, Toynbee, H.G. Wells, all of these Royal Society elites who had this idea to use socialism as a better means than Marxism. So even though the elite were in many ways behind funding Marxism from its inception, even Engels himself was a wealthy stock owner who kind of helped Marx just kind of mooch and lay around and be lazy and write a bunch of nonsense. It actually ended up being a very interesting technology for destroying societies. And when the original Marxist plan for the revolution didn't really work, so they had a few phases of early revolutions, as you may or may not know. We know the French Revolution was basically a Marxist kind of revolution with the Jacobins. And then you get Marx coming on the scene, as we said, in the mid-1800s. And then you get some revolutions in the 1800s. But the real flowering of that revolution was, of course, the Bolshevik Revolution, right? That was the next phase of this really intense, hardcore, terror-using, red terror revolution. And the reason for that is that many of these Marxists, I think, not only were they just completely demonically possessed, but the Paris Commune, for example, engaged in red terror. That's where Lenin and Trotsky got this idea for red terror from the Paris Commune, and then engaged in all kinds of means and methodologies which would intended to rip apart the previous society, completely demolish it, so that you could have corporate socialism set up. And I call it corporate socialism because, as we've seen from Professor Anthony Sutton's works, Bolshevik Revolution was completely funded by the elites in the West. And so this then led to people in England saying, well, is this going to work? We had the Fabian Society essentially supporting the Bolsheviks. Beatrice Webb wrote letters to Lenin's wife, Krupskaya, very glowingly saying, we love your Bolshevik Revolution. We support it. We hope it's successful because we want to see scientific governance. And if you remember when we had our friend Rachel Wilson on, in her book, she covered the figure of Alexander Kollontai, who at that time was writing a lot of books and articles about how the way to bring in the international order would be to destroy the family. And along with destroying the family, you got to also destroy the nation state, because the nation state is kind of an extension of the family. And all of those are accurately seen by the socialist Marxists as roadblocks to the global order. But what not many people have understood is the power of monopoly capital to build the order and the infrastructure that the socialists themselves said they would take over. So the only way, and they actually say this, right? H.G. Wells said it. If you read the Ratiu book, he covers it. Very few people have stumbled onto this, that some of the smarter inner party Marxists figured out that Marxism itself doesn't have the ability to build a gigantic infrastructure. The energy and power of capitalism does. It can build, you know, this global order that's, you know, rivals Atlantis, right, with its advances and its, you know, technology and, you know, amazing inventions like Bitcoin, all this kind of stuff, right? None of that comes out of socialism, Marxism. But what socialism, Marxism does as a technology is that it's very useful in terms of infecting, subverting, and turning a nation over to an internationalist power structure. It consolidates wealth and power and transfers that wealth and power offshore. That's all it does, and it's very effective at that. And very wealthy, smart people and cunning people know that. Dumb people on the street think that they're actually going to get a universal basic income and they're going to get to live in their coon pods. And that's not what you get. You don't get any of that. This is a technocratic order that ultimately has the design of mass depopulation. And so a lot of this we've already covered, so I don't want to rehearse all the old stuff, but I'm happy to say that a book that has long been out of print that independently vindicates everything that we've covered in this great book is Dr. John Coleman's other book. We covered the Committee of 300, but guess what? He has another book that he wrote, the former British intelligence analyst. Dr. John Coleman wrote One World Order, the Socialist Dictatorship. And so, although it's probably out of print now because I've been mentioning on my live streams every time I mention a book, it sells out. You might be able to find a copy on Amazon. I don't know. But the thesis of his book is great because, independent from Ratiu and all these other texts, he's coming to the same conclusion that Professor Sutton came to, the same conclusions that other researchers have come to, and that is that the enemy in the Cold War wasn't actually Moscow. And
people thought that, oh, well, if we focus everything on, you know, fixing Stalin and fixing Soviet problems and all this, then we'll finally be able to, you know, breathe free and the world can be free. We can get rid of the evil empire and all that. But as many people who really dig into this research discover, the enemy was actually in Washington. And I don't mean it's just the federal government. No, no, no. The corporate 100, corporate Fortune, Fortune 100, Fortune 500, and the banking elites. That's the real power structure. And they are allied together in that Anglo-American Atlanticist establishment power structure, which includes Israel as well, in that they would like to set up an eventual technocratic world socialist dictatorship. And they intend to do this via certain strategies and means. Now, we mentioned the 10 planks of the Communist Party. Some of those they were successful in. Some of them weren't so successful. But they also have another list that they came up with after the Fabian socialists saw the inadequacies of first Marx's plan, the 10 planks, and then the actual Bolshevik Revolution, where it succeeded, where it failed from their vantage point. So they went back to the drawing board. And when they went back to the drawing board, they came up with what we call Fabian socialism, which is this slow approach model, not the overnight worker revolution, but a slow model of gradually bringing in each of these planks, but they're kind of reorganized. And so the Fabians came up with a plan, and they wrote it up. And this was their plan back in the days of Woodrow Wilson, under which we had World War I via the machinations of British intelligence and Colonel Edwin Mandel House, and under which we got the Federal Reserve. So big key plans there, sending nations to war to bankrupt them, to get them involved in an international order, out of which came the League of Nations. And the League of Nations was drawn up by Fabian socialists to create a Fabian socialist order. Now, the League of Nations failed in its ultimate goal. They didn't get what they really wanted from the League of Nations. However, at the time, according to Dr. Coleman, they drew up plans of a revamped, revitalized version of Marx's planks. They said, all right, let's not go with Marx's 10 planks. Let's revamp this and let's come up with 7 points that the Fabian socialists had to take down the United States of America. And why would they want to take it down? Why wouldn't they want? Well, by taking it down, they mean retooling it and repurposing it for international socialist order objectives. So it doesn't mean completely destroying the country. It means turning it into something other than it has been. And they've been very successful in that. And if we understand this Fabian socialist model and plan, we actually can give context and meaning to a lot of the conflicts, a lot of the events that have been happening in the last century and where we are today in America, 2023. I mean, this thesis makes sense. It makes sense of a lot of these things. It makes sense of why it doesn't matter which people you elect, this plan marches forward. And I'm not trying to break everybody's wills or make you be blackpilled, but we have to see that this is who's really running things, right? And remember when Ron Paul talked about the Federal Reserve? Has everybody just...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, well, we all have the same monotheistic Abrahamic faith. Not unless you want to reject the New Testament. Number two, national pride of nation states. This is the second key plank in the Fabian Socialist 7-point plank that had to be destroyed. And that's because, as we said, pride in your nation state is connected to your heritage, to your tradition, to your family, and in America, typically to Christianity or some form of Christianity for the most part. And so number one, as I said, religion and Christianity had to be destroyed, especially permeated from within. Destroy does not mean totally getting rid of it. It means turning it into a tool for soft power for global elites to get people into this nascent one world religion. The national pride has to go away. And we're at that point, right? So we've seen point one. Yes, they very much permeated all the institutions that go by the name of Christianity, Protestant, Roman Catholic. Even in the Orthodox world, they've achieved permeation to push these kinds of agendas. And we've also seen the decline in belief and pride in your own nation state. In a lot of places in the U.S., now you can't put up the American flag. They call it racist. That's exactly what the Fabian Socialists wanted. And they were actually pretty ahead of their time in saying, we've got to weaponize all this term of calling everything racist. That was a Fabian Socialist idea they came up with in the 1920s. So they were even way ahead of critical race theory stuff. They were pushing the woke stuff at the same time, or decades before anybody in the Marxist sphere was pushing it. And again, you can see why. In order to have an international order, you've got to get rid of nation states. Nations
people groups don't exist. And one way you partly get rid of that is by mixing and flooding all the cultures with foreign cultures. This is called demographic warfare. It has nothing to do with, quote, being racist per se. It's an actual strategy of warfare. Kelly Greenall from, I think, Stanford, one of the big Army war colleges. There's books written on this. So there's actual military books on this, but you can't talk about it because it's supposed to be racist. But just look up Kelly Greenall's book. So to get rid of the nation state prepares for the international order. Patriotism. Patriotism is another thing. You can't have pride or the desire to self-defend. And guess what? Many of the Fabian socialists were first pushing. They were some of the pioneer groups to push in the 1890s, 1900s, 1910s, and 20s. Pacifism. Pacifism. You don't hear pacifism talked about much, but pacifism is actually a socialist technique of disarmament. Because remember, pacifism is not just about, oh, I'm anti-war. Right? I mean, I'm typically anti-war because most of the wars are not fought for the reasons that we're told. They're fought for very powerful, wealthy people, corporate interests, and so forth. So that's why I'm not dying for Coke and Pepsi in another country so that Iraq and Ukraine can have Subway and abortions. I'm not, why would I want to die for that? But patriotism has to go away because patriotism stands in the way of you being obeisant to the international order. And a lot of what you see here is actually outlined in Brave New World. Remember, we just covered Brave New World again recently. And so this one world socialist dictatorship, not Marxist, but socialist, there is a difference. The difference being reorganized reform Marxism is Fabian socialism. And that's the effective model. That's the model that has turned the EU socialist. They were all Fabians. All of these international institutions like the IMF, the World Bank, they're all Fabian socialist institutions. John Maynard Keynes, Fabian socialist. The Eastern Seaboard establishment colleges, they're all peopled by and have been run for decades by people who adhere to Fabian socialism or forms of socialism. And there might be the occasional, Ayn Randian type professor here or there, but that's a super minority. That's the majority of where people are going in the last 50, 60 years in their thought process is towards socialism. All of the millennials and Zoomers that think they're going to get a UBI and think they're going to get all that socialism is nonsense. It's a trap. It's a tool to get you into this slave system. And Dr. John Coleman is 100% correct that all of these socialist countries become slave states. It doesn't deliver the promises. And it doesn't matter how many times it fails, people still believe in it because they just say, well, socialism does work, but the capitalists sabotage it. We're always sabotaged by the evil capitalists. And it's like, how could you be sabotaged by the people that are funding and helping you come to power? Monopoly capitalism is what allows socialism to even occur. It funds it. It aids it. And the deeper inner party elite know this. They even say that in their books. H.G. Wells says to the Marxists, stop being dumb Marxists thinking that the capitalists are your enemy. He says this. He says, who do you think will build the international structure that we will take over? The capitalists. Number four plank of the reorganized Fabian strategy is we must get rid of or change the notion of the United States Constitution and its rule by law. So even though not everything in the Constitution is necessarily ideal from my vantage point, it could be a lot more explicit in some of its values and so forth. It's kind of an Enlightenment deist-ish John Locke type thing. So, but it also has a lot of good points in it as well. And one of those things, though, the good points is that there's limitations to power and limitations to centralization that's baked into the Constitution and our form of government, right? So everybody has these rights, but that's all being eroded by design. Eroded by design a long time ago. Again, this is the 1910s, I think. When the Fabians drew up their seven-plank plan, 1910s, 20s, to completely change the landscape of America. And here we are 100 years later after this plan was drawn up, and most of this seven-point plank they've gotten in.
So the Constitution has to change because the Constitution limits the power of the centralization model that these people all want. And so, again, AOC, she doesn't know anything about this stuff, but she's default a socialist of this order precisely because she's a perfect product of this brainwashing and corporate control that created her, you see. So the corporate socialism I'm talking about churns out the AOCs, as an example, who are turning our country into the very thing that the Fabians said they wanted 100 years ago. Number five, get rid of implement the graduated income tax, the IRS system. And, of course, that occurred. Number seven, the final plank, he's got this misnumbered, so it's six planks. The sixth plank is free trade. And this is relevant because when Dr. Coleman was writing this book was back at the time when Ross Perot was talking about NAFTA and free trade and GATT and all that, and that it would be a giant sucking sound destroying the industry in the country. And of course, that's true. Free trade is a Fabian socialist plan. Now, people blow their heads explode when you say this because they say, wait a minute, that's free market. What do you mean? Free trade, that ain't. Now, did you know that if you go to Marxist.org, you can find the articles where Marx and Engels themselves argued for free trade? Why would they argue for free trade? That's a capitalist idea. Because free trade allows for the devaluation of the existing population's labor and their quality of goods because it allows for the prices to collapse. And Marx knew this, and he actually says in one of his talks that hopefully this would cause the proletariat to get enraged and overthrow the country. So, again, that's one example of Marx and Engels saying that let's institute a horrible policy that is damaging to the American worker or the worker of the nation state to enrage them to try to cause a revolution. So it's economic warfare and chaos to try to destroy the country to bring it down. And Beatrice and Sidney Webb, the Fabian socialists actually know that they actually said these policies don't actually work to help the economy. They knew that it damages the middle class. It helps the 0.01%. But in destroying the economy, they actually believed gradually bringing it down, destroying it over time, sapping it of the dollar of its purchasing power, all of that. They actually believed that this would lead to everyone crying out for an international order. Save us! Save us! The very thing Klaus talks about. The collapses, the wars, all of this, and I think that this could tie it into the potentiality of World War III that we may be going into. I mean, war is the health of the state. War allows regions to be rebuilt, all of this. A lot of the military-industrial complex, of course, makes a bunch of money off of that. But it's also a way to say all this conflict resulted from religion and from nation states and the Bible. And it's time to throw all that away and enter into the pure Luciferian order of a one-world socialist dictatorship where there's no religions except the pure worship of Lucifer. There's no nation states. There's just the technocracy. There's just the computers and the centralized grid giving you your nutrients and your coon pot, and then we get rid of you because you don't need to exist. This is it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.